This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Buds Brandon Funston. And we're going to get to waiver wire snapshot here coming up in this Turkey Week, week number 12 of the NFL season, as we are marching toward the fantasy football postseason, Brandon. And with some playoff aspirations in mind, give me somebody that's maybe a somewhat unheralded player. You know, maybe it's obviously going to be large league roster. We're not talking about a waiver wire option here, but somebody that is in somebody's starting lineup more than likely. Maybe it's a team that's undervaluing this player, but could be important to get you over the hump and propel you in to the second season. If there was one player you could target maybe via trade with deadlines coming up this week, who is that individual?
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking about Antonio Gibson as somebody who we had as a borderline RB1 in drafts, and his value just dropped so low because of that shin injury and Washington playing him through that. And it might be a little bit late to get him for, you know, a big-time discount in a trade. But I'm just thinking about somebody that who's probably, you know, about ready to redeem himself in terms of fantasy value. It's Gibson. He's run, getting big volume again. He actually got appreciable yardage, almost got 100 yards this last week on the ground. Of course, the week before that, two very tough touchdown runs against a formidable Tampa defense. And his schedule down the stretch in terms of running back schedule is a top six in terms of the number. So he's got some decent matchups upcoming. Might, because he didn't score a touchdown this last week, maybe you can get a deal on him still. But I like Antonio Gibson to kind of restore his value that we had going into the year.
Yeah, I think that's a great call. I mean, he's certainly getting the volume. There's no question about it. I mean, Taylor Heineke's playing excellent football as well. So that could ultimately work out. I could see that one. You're definitely playing some dividends there down the stretch. I'm going to toss out one right now, and it's Adam Thielen. And admittedly, it was a player that I was, you know, kind of down on entering the regular season. And ultimately, you know, he has done the exact opposite of what I expect him to do. He's still scoring. He's getting, you know, a healthy target share. And it's because of those consistent end zone spikes is why I like him in particular. He scored in four of his last five games. Kirk Cousins, you know, really zeroes in on him, sticks out like a sore thumb in that area of the field. And you look at the schedule upcoming for the Minnesota Vikings here in the near term, and it is absolutely dynamite in terms of the matchup. So in week 12, you get the San Francisco 49ers on the road, and we know that that secondary has had their issues. But you get Detroit in week 13 on the road. I mean, it's the Hello Kitties. They're absolutely hopeless. You get Pittsburgh. You saw last night against the Chargers the issues that secondary has. And then in the first round of the fantasy playoffs is at Chicago. So if you're looking for somebody that could do just enough to get you over the top, you know, maybe squeak you out a close win, get that much-needed win, that could be all the difference of you being in the postseason or out of it. Adam Thielen could be that guy. So if you want to formulate a trade for the Minnesota Viking, I would highly recommend it. With that, let's get to it with another edition of the Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, Brandon, this is the snapshot for the waiver wire. It's kind of a weak waiver wire. I'm not going to fully admit to you. This, it kind of sucks. But whatever, I'm already in full turkey mode right now. So let's go ahead, and before the tryptophan kicks in, and slumber through some of these options. Give me a quarterback stream. You got no Patrick Mahomes this week, and of course Kyler Murray on a 1 week CS as well. So if you want to plug and play somebody off waivers, who would that be?
Well, first of all, I think you go and you look for Cam Newton. I know he was available late in one of my leagues that I could grab right before kickoff on Sunday. So he might be out there, and I think you look at his matchup against Miami, and we know his ability to score on the ground himself. He threw a couple touchdowns this last week. He could probably do something similar against the Miami Dolphins. So certainly you want to look for Cam Newton. My fallback would be Jimmy Garoppolo at home against Minnesota. Brandon Ayuk playing well. George Kittle back to his old self. Deebo Samuel just flexing week in and week out on the rushing the ball and receiving. So I like the way San Francisco's playing right now. And I think you can get some numbers against those Vikings defense. So either one of those guys would be fine for me if I had to stream a Pat Mahomes replacement this week.
Yeah, you know, Mac Jones is interesting too against the Tennessee Titans. You know, a guy that has steadily gotten double, touchdowns in a game. You know, a few multi-TD games he's had here in his last handful. I mean, it's always a little bit of a dice roll, but, you know, New England's favored by 5.5 in this contest. You got the 1-2 punch there of Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson, and Tennessee's just got problems. So many problems. For a team that was a 1 seed a week ago, and then they swallowed a stick of dynamite and imploded against the Houston Texans in a, you know, wet, sloppy game in Nashville over the weekend. They've lost their direction, and I think New England's going to be able to take advantage at home. So, you know, maybe get 250 and a couple of TDs out of Mac Jones, and that might be able to muster you, you know, close to 20 fantasy points. And honestly, that'll do the trick. In a week in which, you know, again, there's no Mahomes and no Kyler Murray. So there you go, some quarterback options. It could stream merrily here in week 12.
Number 4.
All right, let's work at a guy that's producer Drew from our SiriusXM Fantasy Show, one of his favorite players, maybe an emerging favorite player for him because he's a fan of the Fighting Footballs, DeAndre Carter, who has scored a touchdown now, what, 3 straight games? The gift that keeps on giving it 5'8". He's been one of the favorite red zone weapons for Taylor Heinicke. Is it time to pluck him off waivers and maybe entertain him in some deeper, challenging leagues as a wide receiver 3 or flex?
Yeah, deeper, challenging leagues, perhaps. This is a week where we just saw Rondale Moore catch 11 balls against the Seattle Seahawks. Teams know that you can just hit underneath. So is that DeAndre Carter, or are we going to see Curtis Samuel back this week? Because I know he's been close. If no Curtis Samuel, I'm going to be interested in DeAndre Carter because they can use him in that short area as well as down the field. But I think Curtis Samuel's back. I might be interested in Curtis Samuel and kind of that, you know, that kind of joker role where you can hurt Seattle out in the flats and in the short area. So one of those two guys to me is going to be very interesting this week.
Yeah, you know, look at DeAndre Carter. You know, he's top 15 in ADOT, average at the target at 15.64 yards per catch as well. And, you know, I think he's got measurable upside from here on out. So you get the Seattle Seahawks. Your Seattle Seahawks, and I wrote this in my Bally Sports Fantasy 5 piece this week. I said there it's a club that has defended the pass with the enthusiasm of your meal-satisfied uncle after he wolfed down approximately 10,000 calories on Thanksgiving Day. Is that fair? I think that's fair.
Oh, it's so fair. I could go on and on, but I was just watching them very intently this week, and that defense does not swarm to the ball right now. I saw Bobby Wagner and Jamal Adams stood there as they saw one of their teammates just trying to wrestle a guy to the ground, and they literally just stood and watched. They're not swarming at all. So yeah, the enthusiasm of the uncle that you know, just wolfed down 10,000 calories sounds about right.
Yeah, in a turkey bowl game in which you're racing by him and he can't even, you know, lean forward in attempt to grasp your flag. So yeah, I'm with you there. DeAndre Carter, worth the stream as well.
Number 3.
All right, next up, what about Adam Trautman? A guy that I included in my Shocker special last week in my Bally Sports Fantasy Flames column. We talked him up with the SiriusXM Fantasy Show. He got the mother of all matchups against Philadelphia, took advantage of 5 catches over 50 yards, found the end zone. I mean, there's just so many unreliable weapons right now. We may have a changing of the guard at quarterback. If Trevor's Siemian does sit and we get some Taysom Hill, that might be a good thing. But is it time to fish for Trautman? Still available right now at about 90% of Yahoo leagues.
Yeah, well, I just look at the targets. 8 this last week, 6 the week before, 7 the week before that, 6 the week before that. So, you know, when your floor becomes 6 targets at the tight end position, that's pretty good. And you're seeing a lot of 30, 40, 50-yard games. It certainly looked like he's ascending. The Taysom Hill thing, the potential, you know, we'll have to see how that plays out, but there's just not a whole lot else going on in this Saints offense. So I would be surprised if Adam Trautman, a guy they've used pretty high draft capital on, back, 2020, he was a round 3 pick. So yeah, I think they're going to continue to explore what they got with Trautman.
Yeah, look, he's seen that uptick, as you mentioned. The routes run as well. He's ran at least 22 routes now in four straight games. And look at some of the upcoming matchups. Now, you know, Buffalo, not necessarily recommended, right, here in week 12 on Thanksgiving night. But he got the Cowboys, the Jets, the Buccaneers, and Dolphins is still left on the docket. I would deem those attractive. So, you know, Trobin go out there. And if it is a quarterback change to Taysom Hill, I think he could become a centerpiece and finally deliver on the hype that a lot of people bestowed upon him back in August. So, you know, is he worth $4 to $7? If you got any fab cash left and you're desperate to tight end, sure. Why the hell not? Spend the money. You can't take it home with you.
Number two.
All right, let's go to Green Bay and a guy that had an explosive late touchdown that we thought was going to maybe be a clincher. And it turned out not to be, as the Minnesota Vikings finally got a last laugh for once against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers last week. And that big connection for, what was it, like a 70-yard touchdown, whatever it was,
yeah.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And we know that he is a guy who is a long bomb specialist, always one of the league leaders in average depth of target and yards per catch. Widely available as well still in Yahoo leagues. If you got a few fab dollars left, you're willing to throw it at the wide receiver for the Packers.
Yeah, 10 targets, a lot of them deep targets as yeah. well. And look, it was a little bit of a, you know, stars align because you have Alan Lazard out with a shoulder injury. You have Aaron Jones, one of the best receiving running backs, out with his ankle injury or knee. I can't remember which one it is. Lower leg injury. And you have a pretty good matchup against Minnesota. They've been pretty generous. So you're going to, you know, probably not going to expect 10 targets from Marquez Valdes-Scantling most weeks, but he's always been a big A-dot guy, big air yards guy. And if Alan Lazard continues to be out, and we know Aaron Jones is going to be out again, like, yeah, you got a couple potential, you know, more big games upcoming for MVS, playing off of all the attention that Davante Adams is getting.
Yeah, I'm in, man. I'm 100% in on him. Yeah. And just looking at the schedule upcoming for Green Bay, there are a couple of exploitable matchups for him remaining. You know, you got the late season bye week, week 13 coming up for Green Bay. And obviously you've got the Rams here in week 12. And that's got to be a walk in the park. But Chicago in week 14, that secondary has got problems. He's got a potential shootout in Baltimore, opening round of the fantasy playoffs. Cleveland, we've seen the susceptibilities and inadequacies defensively from them. And then a rematch of Minnesota at home in week 17. That ain't too shabby, man. I mean, MVS could be that difference maker down the stretch. Again, maybe if you're sitting on $25, would you throw half of it at him? If you need a wide receiver or a flex option or just want to add some depth, hells to the yes, because what we know is this, with Lazard banged up and all the attention, you know, turning to the side of Davante Adams, there's going to be some golden opportunities downfield for Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, this guy should not be available. And I'm talking and pointing the finger at you, and I'm probably going to get flagged for taunting, CEH style, for this. But Elijah Moore is only rostered right now in like 56% of Yahoo leagues. And the leagues that don't have him rostered have got to be like four-team family leagues or just zombie leagues, because he needs to be universally owned right now, Brandon. And there's nothing to it. So, obviously, if he's available, go out and spend the cash. But I just want to kind of get your general thoughts on Elijah Moore rest of season, whether it's going to be Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, Mike White. I don't think it really matters.
Well, no, it's been three different quarterbacks in the last month. And you know how many wide receivers have been better than Elijah Moore in half PPR in the last month? One, and his name is Deebo Samuel. Mm. Elijah Moore in four-game span is the number two wide receiver in half PPR leagues. That's a month span. This is a rookie that was, you know, maybe the biggest, gainer of hyperbole in the preseason. People were raving about him. And then we had the Jets, you know, Elijah Moore was a little bit banged up to start the year. The Jets, Zach Wilson were a work in progress. They still are, but they seem to be kind of getting better on the offensive side of things. And Elijah Moore has been a huge part of that. And I think he's now, I mean, I don't, Corey Davis and Elijah Moore out there, I want Elijah Moore. I mean, he's the guy right now. So, and he's getting a regular 7-8 targets per game. He had 11 this last one. Things are arrowing up in a big way for Elijah Moore. I think you can now start to rank him weekly as kind of like a solid wide receiver 3 option.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I like him quite a bit. And, man, he just looks like the player that we all got, lack of a better term, jizzy over in early August, right? The explosiveness, the quick twitch, the short area quickness. You know, it's all there, and he's getting these massive chunk gains, and you know the Jets are going to be scoreboard chasing so often as well. Now you get Houston coming up on the docket. Hells to the yes, I am in on him immediately. And, you know, I'm going to probably feature in my column this week. I absolutely love the guy. So, yeah, I am all in on Elijah Moore. And looking at the rest of the season schedule, too, for the Jets. So you get Houston this week, and they get Philly after that, and the Saints in Week 14. Here's your fantasy playoff schedule. At Miami, Jacksonville at home, and Tampa, in which, you know, you could get down 30-3 in, and I don't care his quarterback, and this could be like a 50-attempt game. Elijah Moore, yeah. Like MVS, those are two guys that could be critical cornerstones in like even 12-team leagues that if you roll the dice on them, take the chance, strip away the veneer of just the, you know, the surface name, it could be some big fantasy points, and they could, you know, maybe gift you a trophy under the tree. So, like them quite a bit. All right, before we get out of here on this Fast Track episode, Brandon, we got news that Michael Carter is going to be out for a couple of weeks with a low-grade high ankle sprain. If you need a running back, you got Houston this week for the Jets. Is it Ty Johnson? Is it Tevin Coleman? Take your pick of the litter. Who would you rather have if you want to pick up somebody and throw them in your lineup, maybe as a one-week stopgap with Arizona and Kansas City on bye?
Yeah, it's weird. Almost always you would say Ty Johnson because of the fact that the Jets are always playing from behind, and Ty Johnson is going to have way more impact in the passing game than Tevin Coleman. But this might actually be a Tevin Coleman kind of game. Coleman absorbed most of the carries after Carter went down. So for this particular week, I would be a little bit leery of Ty Johnson because they may not have to throw as much as they normally do, and it might be more of a Tevin Coleman game. But just going forward, if Carter's going to miss multiple weeks, I'm going to bet, you know, on Ty Johnson. The guy has been fairly consistent in that backup role and that complementary role to Michael Carter. And I would think that would continue, but this could be a tricky week for that.
Yeah, I like Ty Johnson a little bit more just because of the catch-up side. But, you know, I see exactly where you are coming from, my friend. You know, it could be a complicated mess, but somebody's going to benefit against the Houston Texans. And that is a game only fantasy fans or sports bettors could love. Let's be real. And with that, that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Funson on Twitter at Brandon Funson. Check me out there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. And until next time, as always, adios, amigos!